Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your idol, the highest title, numero uno. I'm not a Puerto Rican, but I'm speaking so that you know. And understand I got the gift of speech, and it's a blessing. So listen to the lesson I preach. I talk sense condensed into the form of a poem. Full of knowledge from my toes to the top of my dome. I'm kinda young, but my tongue speaks maturity. I'm not a child, I don't need nothing for security. I get paid when my record is played, to put it short. I got it made.
I got it made.
I got it made. I'm outspoken, my language is broken into a slang, but it's just the dialect that I select when I hang. I play it cool, the cooling is all that I'm about, just fooling with the girlies that's busting it out. I'm special ed and you can tell by the style that I use. I'm creatively superior, yo. I never lose, I never lost, cause I'm the boss and never will, cause I'm still the champion. Chief one won't lose until I choose, which I won't, cause I don't retreat. I run you over like a truck and leave you dead in the street. You're inviting me, a titan, to a battle. Why? I don't need your respect, cause I got it made.
Got it made.
Got it made. I'm talented, yes, I'm gifted. Never boosted, never shoplifted. I got the cash, but money ain't nothing. Make $1 million every record that I cut, and my name is Special Ed, and I'm a super duper star. Every other month I get a brand new car. Got 20, that's plenty, yet I still want more. Kinda find a Honda Scooter's got 74. I got the riches to fulfill my needs. Got land in the sand of the West Indies. Even got a little island of my very own. I got a frog, a dog with a solid gold bone. An account to account the amount I spent. Got a treaty with Tahiti cause I own 1%. Got gear out where to every day. Boutiques from France to the USA. And I make all the money from the rhymes I invent. So it really doesn't matter how much I spent. Because yo, I make fresh rhymes daily. You burn me? Really? Think, just blink, and I've made 1 million rhymes. Just imagine if you blink 1 million times. Damn, I'd be paid. I got it made.
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 Peace, y'all. This is Nas, Jimmy Black.
Yo, you rocking with your man, TJ.
Yeah, this is your boy, Black Ice.
Your boy, Too Short.
Yeah, 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 it's your man, Boss Hog.
This your boy, Ace of Luck.
Yo, this is John Legend.
What's up, man? This your boy, Renacy.
This your main man, Tripp, representing the No Coast, Indiana, TrippleplatinumUnderground.com. Chilling with Three Queens, the movement. You know how they do it. Holla, one.
Peace and blessings and happy holidays and salutations. This is Street Queens, the movement, female empowerment, positive people doing positive things. And today is our final show for the year. You know, this is our final show for the year. So, you know, we wanted to end it off, you know, with, you know, some good words, some good quotes for you guys, and some spotlights on some wonderful women who have been doing some predominant thing in the industry. We want to shout out all our queens out there for the single mothers and everybody that's going through their situation. Shout out to you. We're going to be talking about New Year's resolutions. We're going to have Miss Isis Wisdom live in the building, CEO of Word on the Street magazine. And we're also going to be talking about what is our monumentous moment in 2009 and what are some of the improvements we're going to do for the 2010. Call in at 347-826-7722. We always have wonderful queens live in the building supporting us. Peace, queen. Peace.
What's
up? Is my girl Natalia live in the building?
What's up, girl? Yeah, it is me. How you been?
Ain't nothing much, man. Digging in the scene on the gangsterling queen. Peace. You know, nothing but love, man. I love you to death, man. It's always an honor to have you on here. And we going to check in with our other caller. Caller, peace. Caller from the 404. You're live on Street Queens, the movement.
Hey, that's just Alicia.
Hey, Alicia. Peace, queen. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
It's a pleasure to have you on here. This is another strong queen that's been hitting it hard, heavy on the internet and worldwide. Definitely going in. And I respect her grind right here. I love her to death. Peace, queen. Tell everybody, you know, about Alicia and everything. Tell everybody about Alicia and tell her about, you know, this hard body PR and situation you got going on, girl.
Well, again, my name is Alicia Carter. I'm a publicist out of Atlanta, Georgia. I have my own company, KAC Images and You. We have been open for 4 years now, I'm proud to say. And honestly, it's been a great movement. Like, I'm blessed. I work with various industry individuals, including the entire Flip and Slide roster, CTE. Of course, you just got the Young Buck with Sade, and also represent different celeb figures. So it's just been a blessing to just go from really just visions to putting visions, people trusting my vision. So that's pretty much me in a nutshell.
That's definitely what it is, man. And tonight we definitely highlighting all the women that's definitely taking their dream and taking it to the next level, for real. And I'm definitely proud of you, girl, because you was grinding hard out there, girl. And I got that soldier love, baby. You already know what it is. I love me some Sade, girl.
It's hot. Have you listened to it?
I'm gonna load it up in the arsenal. We going here. They going here with the Young Buck. They going here tonight, and everything. And this y'all been hearing the beautiful Colombian princess on Twitter, AKA Natalia. You know, y'all been hearing her giving her deep thoughts and stuff. But I want Natalia to tell you guys, you know, what she's doing out here in the industry and everything. And I'm so proud of her because this girl goes hard. If she believes in something, she goes hard in the paint. You hear me? She goes hard in the paint. This is one girl that you definitely need to have on your Natalia, tell them about you and everything and tell them about, you know, how you took your dreams and applied it and make it happen.
Wow, I'm kind of got me blushing over here, Ma.
Thank you for that introduction.
Well, I'm Natalia, Colombian Princess on Twitter. Been down with Ozone, like I said, for the last 6 years, you know. Helped, you know, put the Ozone Awards on MTV Jams. I'm a production assistant. I'll be down with TJ's DJs on the music conferences, other core DJs. Just like to support our, you know, our local rappers in the industry, underground. And I'm on here now with Lush, you know, trying to support her and her movement, Street Queens.
That's what it is, man. And that's what it's about, man, is supporting females that are in the industry. Sometimes females get catty, but you know what? Right here in Street Queens, we throw all that cattiness away, and we stay honest. And we might hate each other sometimes, but you know what? We love each other because we sisters. And we all grinders here. We all bosses. We don't deal with nothing but bosses in here, man. And I got another boss that just joined us on the line. I know this is the one and only, the sexy Emma of E2K Magazine. What up?
You're supposed to have the cheating thing. That's all you're falling. Oh.
What's
up, going on? What up, Colombian Princess?
Yes.
Okay. How are you? Sorry, I yelled a little. I almost woke up the baby girl. That's why I called in late. I'm trying to put him to sleep. I'm over yelling like I'm crazy.
Latinas, you know how we are.
You know what I'm saying? Hello, everyone. How's everybody doing? Whoever's listening at the chat room and all that. Emma E2K is in the building, repping hard.
That's my
beautiful queens.
Emma is the honorary, you know, queen. Talent. This girl's been going hard from the day we started Street Queens, the movement. She's been going hard in the paint, and I love this girl to death. Another fellow Pisces. Shout out to all the Pisces out there.
Yeah, you already know fishes. The fishes are in the water.
For real. Emma, we got Alicia on the line, a PR publicist. She's been going hard in the paint. I built a great relationship with her. She's done some real big things and stuff in the industry and everything.
Hi, Alicia.
How are you?
I'm fab, girl. You haven't seen me, baby? I'm fab. All the queens have to be fab.
For real, definitely. Fabulous, baby. So, Emma, you know, joining us. Emma, tell everybody, you know what I'm saying, you know, about, you know, E2K Magazine and taking your dreams and making it a reality.
I'm
Wow, we got time? Yeah, okay, there's time. All right, because, you know, as Puerto Ricans, we get the mic and don't know how to let go, so. Well, E2K initially started close to 10 years ago, and we started actually being a hip-hop magazine when we first came out. We were a hip-hop magazine, but what happened was, as I was going along doing interviews and just being in the hip-hop scene, I noticed that women weren't really getting the respect and the just do that we're supposed to get. You know, in order for a woman to be interviewed in a magazine and all that, you have to either be, you know, nearly all naked or, you know, doing other things that really I don't want to, you know, tell my 10-year-old daughter to do. So, you know, and I find it kind of disgusting, you know, and I didn't want to be co-signing that. You know, I feel that us women, you know, we're queens and we're more than that. We choose to be whatever we want to be, you know what I'm saying? Let's not get it twisted. You know, with everything that's positive, there's got to be negative so there can be a balance, you know. But I choose to be on the side, you know, of just the more positive and productive as far as for the woman movement, you know. So, you know, I backed up. You know, I was just really disgusted with the hip-hop scene and all that and the way they were just, you know, convincing these 13, 14-year-old girls that if, you know, your shirt was all the way underneath your bra and your pants, you know, were all the way down showing the crack of your butt, that was, you know, the thing to do. And that's the only way you get, like, a cover in a magazine and stuff like that. So I backed up from it. I left it online, and I noticed that all my females, my women, were writing me and sending me emails telling me, yo, Emma, why you don't interview us? You know, we own our own business. You know, we drive our own vehicles. There's not fans. You know, we own our own stuff, and we're out there grinding and taking care of the kids and doing all this, and nobody, you know, tells our story, what happened to our story. You know, we have to be doing, you know, other stuff, like negative stuff in order to get, you know, written about. And I started really thinking about that, like, wow, that's true. Like, why can't we just talk about, you know, like us women, we got stories. You know, we got stories for days. Like, you sit down and talk to any woman more than 10 minutes and you already know, you know, you already see all the stories, you know, just unfolding and coming out on their own. So that's what made me then target more, you know, the woman market, and I decided E2K Magazine was just going to follow the woman movement, but on a positive note, you know? So like my mother said, if I can't say nothing positive, I don't say nothing at all. So anytime I don't speak about certain artists or whatever, it's because I have nothing nice to say. You know, I'm not a rag magazine. I'm not going to say anything that's negative, you know, because I'm not going to put that out there. There's enough of that. But what I do want is to always empower my fellow women, you know, because we need to empower each other. Like Lush said a little earlier, you know, we tend to be catty for some reason. We do not help each other. We don't come together and really help each other, and that's a shame. It's really, you know, it's sad. And I've been in this women movement, like I said, going on 10 joints, so I'm not just talking about something I've been doing a year or two, you know. And prior to doing the magazine, I've been in the industry since, you know, since I was very, very young. We're not even going to go into the ages. I'm just going to let you know that I'm over 40. That's it. And don't y'all be laughing. I hear you giggling. Anyway. But I'm sexy, though. I'm sexy, though. That's the difference. I'm sexy, though. So, that's what it is. I like to come together with other women, other positive women that are about their business. You know, a lot of women will come and say, oh, no, but I do this and, you know, and I do that. And when you turn around and it's crunch time, you don't really see too many. So that's why I love Lush. You know, Lush is a sister from not only another mother but another nation. And I love her. I love her to death. You know what I'm saying? She's my ace coon boom, and I send her to the other side of the world, but then I bring her back, and, you know. And that's how we do it, sisters. You know what I'm saying? Definitely. But we always keep in mind the main goal, which is, you know, to go forward, to, you know, get on my shoulders, and then, you know, and let me push you up, and then, you know, you climb, you know, we just do that crab effect in the bucket. Just as long as we keep our eye on the prize, you know. Everything could be worked out with communication. You know, I love my sisters. I love the women movement. You know, I love to support anything that's positive. Everybody that know me know that about me. You know, I'm always doing community stuff. I love to give back because I feel that's just karma. You know, I love to give back because, you know, and then I like to ask. give me and I give, right? It's a give and take. You can't just take, and not give back. So I constantly give back so I can then shout out everybody in the email and tell them to give. So that's my story in a nutshell. You know, thank you very much. I'm going to pass the mic because, you know, it'll be 10 and I'll still be talking. You know, I like this kind of stuff. Oh, and don't forget to follow me on the Twitter, E2K_magazine. People, I'm trying to reach 1,000. Can you help a sister?
real quick before we go back to the other ladies, Emma, you got a quick announcement because we're gonna be making this announcement throughout the show. Quick announcement about the situation with the Kris Kringle. Tell them about the Kris Kringle and the location and all that jazz.
Well, it's our, again, you know, every year we do a toy drive. This year's our 8th annual. So it's our 8th annual Kris Kringle toy drive. The location for this year will be 304 Willis Avenue, and that's corner of 140th. I'd like to shout out Ada, the owner of the salon. That's we were in her place like 2 years ago, and I called her up, and she was like, you know, more than happy to do so. She obliged us by sponsoring her whole place. I mean, she guts everything, and she moves everything to the side, and she allows us to do what we do in there, which is convert the place into an actual-looking toy store. You know, we have gifts that are unwrapped, and we lay them out, you know, according to boys, girls, and their ages. And the kids make a line outside, and we let them come in either individually or two or three at a time, depending on, you know, if they're all brothers and sisters and stuff. And we let them come in, and they can grab whatever they want, from the main, you know, from all the main gifts. And then we have three bins that are like dollar stuff, and they can pick from that as well. So actually they kind of leave like with two items, and they get so jazzed up about it. It's like my cup of runneth over when I see the kids and opening their eyes, and they just be running, and they just look like, we can have this, I can take it. I'd be like, take it. They'd be like, cool. So, you know, it's great, and it's an honor to be able to, you know, our 8th year, and we're still rocking with the help, of course, of all the sponsors that come and help us out every year. The Avrek is, you know, my dude, D-Cuts. He's been rocking with me from the beginning. Of course, Street Queens, you know, that's been behind me. You know, everybody there's people that don't even have companies, just individuals that come and buy a toy and be like, yo, Emma here, or that will just send me the money, yo, Emma here, buy toys under my name. So people follow all the way from Albany to Cali to Florida. You know, just, you know, they just support the movement, which is a positive movement. And that's all we need to do, is just come together and support everybody that's, you know, creating a positive movement. Come together. You know, let's not break individual. Now you go do this and you go do that. Let's come together and let's make a strong statement.
Definitely. No, definitely. You ain't never telling no better than that. And, you know, today we're talking about New Year's resolutions. We're talking about, you know, what was our biggest, you know, momentous moment in 2009, what have we learned in 2009, and we're going to be doing spotlights on these wonderful ladies. So, Alicia, don't beat me up.
I get it all the time.
Alicia, give up. Listen, Alicia, give up, pass, at least for two or three shows. After that, and you can get on her.
I'm not giving it all the time.
Okay, she gets a pass, just two or three shows.
Yeah,
I don't think. But see, DPI 2 to 3 shows, I thought less, see? Oh, man. Oh, I love Alicia, though, man. Alicia, man, what do you think was, like, your biggest momentous thing, 2009, and what have you learned in 2009 that you're going to take with you in 2010?
Wow. I have so many, you know, big moments that it's really difficult for me to answer that question. Honestly, it would have to be for me, really, is just realizing all of my capabilities. Like, I can't really say I had one big moment, because I've had moments with all of my projects where I'm just like, wow, you know, I helped create this, or it took it to this level. I know one thing that really is huge to me is giving back to the kids, whether it be with my clients' foundations, whether it be going to high schools and speaking with the kids just graduating, et cetera. That's really the one thing that I want to carry on. Right now, especially with, like, the Jeezy Project, his Street Dreams Foundation, he's in the kids' mode right now to where he going door-to-door delivering toys. You know, and that's big for me because I love doing that kind of stuff. And then Ted Lucas, CEO of Slip and Slide, we created an event with Steve Harvey where we're going to be giving back to troubled kids in Miami called a Family Fun Weekend. So pretty much, really, I've had a lot of big moments that I just can't summarize just in one conversation because we can go on and on about a lot of the big moments that I've had. But really just growth, I can say overall is growth.
Wow. That's what's up. What's up? And did you find, was there any, like, hard, like, adversities that you felt like were big that you had to deal with in 2009 before seeing all your blessings?
Yes. Actually, before I accepted one of the projects that I'm on, you know, like you said, a lot of women in the industry, they don't take too well with other women in the industry, especially if you're in the same role. It's very difficult for me as a publicist when a client comes and seeks me out because they heard about me and my grind. Mm. And they're having difficulties with another individual that had the same role as me. Mm. So I've had to deal with that, and honestly, it turned into a blessing. I mean, obviously, but at the same time, I still learn to be humble with it because it can happen to me. It could be another PR rep that comes in that grinds even triple as much as I do. And it happens to anybody, but that's probably the biggest adversity that I've had this year is people in this industry, and it's mainly women, that just did not take to me being sought out by their clients. And it ended the contract because they wanted to get with me. So that's probably been my biggest thing.
That's what's up. I'm definitely proud of you, you know, Alicia, of all that you're doing, and, you know, you being a strong woman and, you know, making your dream a reality. When did you decide that this is what I'm going to do full time? Because, you know, a lot of people, they're scared of leaving their 9-to-5 to be we living on a dream, you know.
Especially right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
truthfully, it got forced in my lap. If you really want to know the truth, I started off doing PR part-time, and it was funny because I was networking. I've only been in Atlanta for 4.5 years. I'm from Ohio, so it kind of got thrown in my lap. Everybody that I was meeting and networking with, they thought I was a hairstylist or a publicist. I'm like, you know what, maybe he's trying to tell me something. Maybe God is trying to tell me something. So I opened my company, and I just started off part-time. I still had my corporate 9-to-5, my basically my cousin, my nest, and I just was scared to book out until I got laid off, and I got tired of going through that because I was laid off prior to coming down to Atlanta. So I said, you know what, I'm not doing it anymore. Like, I'm not going to allow another company to have that control. So I figured if I'm not out here grinding myself and I control my own destiny, that's what happened. Like, I got laid off, and I just went for it, basically.
That's what's up, man. And you know what? As they say, man, you never know how hard you're going to grind if that's the only means that you have to eat and provide a roof over your head until that it gets to that point. So,
yeah, and I'm a mom, too. So, I have to grind even more.
Yeah.
Because I have 2 little boys to take care of. So, which I love it.
That's what's up, man. I'm definitely proud of you. We got another caller from the 832. You're live on Street Queens, the movement with the wonderful and sexy E2K magazine, Emma. and your girl Lushy Lush, and your girl Alicia, and your girl Natalia. Peace.
Yo, who's Colombian Princess?
Oh my God!
Yeah.
You calling from the Twitter? Did she get you from the Twitter too?
Yeah, she had me on there, man.
Yeah, she had me on the Twitter.
Yeah, she had me, man. She was like, I'm on the radio right now calling. Like, y'all talk way too damn much, man.
Don't be calling up unless you show support.
That's what they're doing on the radio, right? So who's the PR, man, because I might need some help.
Alicia.
How are you?
Alicia.
Alicia, you good at what you do?
Wow, I guess
huh?
I am. I mean, I carry, you know, I don't know if you know.
She got some good clients. She got some good clients in her belt, man.
Are you on
Alicia,
Twitter?
Give him your information, Alicia. Give him your information, email and all that, so he can, you know.
Nah. Hey, yo, do this. Just follow me on Twitter, and then we'll exchange all that back and forth.
Okay. All right,
she has my thingy, at GMAverse. Well, at G_MAverse. She knows what it is.
Yeah, he's on one of my followers. He's a fellow Nigerian. He
okay.
does good music.
Oh man, she's gonna put me on blast like that.
Yeah. Because you all up in here, you all up in here. We need to blast you.
And you ain't calling out your Nigerian sister on the line, Lushy Lush.
That's right.
She's Nigerian. I didn't know she was Nigerian.
Well, there you go. You see what happens when you don't know.
You
walk up in a room full of queens that don't even know.
Thank you for calling.
Oh,
Vera.
No doubt.
Nice.
No, really, though, hit me up because
I,
you know what I mean? I need a way to. All right, peace.
All right.
That's what's up, man. Definitely, you know what I'm saying? You need to go ahead and holler at your girl, Alicia, man. She got some serious clients under her belt, man. No
yeah, but clients with budgets. Don't be hitting my fellow street queen with no budget.
For real.
Cut the check. She got too good.
But,
all I'm
saying. I do want to tell y'all right now. Just even on the client level, seriously, I'm excited for the first half of the year because Trina has her album coming out. Jagged Edge has their 7th album coming out. Slide.
Wow.
Out. Jeezy's coming out with PM103. USDA is coming out with their 2nd. Like, I'm excited. And then one of his new artists is coming out with his debut. So I'm really excited. It's albums is coming out, and you guys are going to love the whole new Trina movement. Like, you have features that you wouldn't even believe she would even have. Can't say, but her.
What do you mean? Like, she's going more out there, or she's, like, bringing it in?
She's going more out there. Her single will be released in January, the official album single. Jagged Edge, they have the Tip of My Tongue single right now. They have been just taking over.
Well, I hope they're bringing it.
They have been number one at it in nationwide radio for the last 2 weeks. Let's see what else. Jeezy, of course, his single has not been officially released yet, but it is coming in January as well. So I'm really excited right now.
That's what's up, man.
Okay.
I'm saying, can I get a Christmas gift, Alicia?
just want a present under the tree.
Hey. I'm down right now. I've been working so much. Because I haven't even went and started nothing yet. We're down.
You're online. You can shop online, girl. Shop online.
What I'm actually about to start doing, I'm doing that over the weekend. But right now I'm in Miami working. We got to
go to Overstock.com. They got some good stuff, sales.
But the album, you are going to love Trina's new album. It's expanding her into a whole other realm, and I'm excited for it. As soon as the single comes, I got you. The single is deep, and I can't wait for it to come out. I can't even really get on that right now, but when I tell y'all, y'all going to love it, y'all will love it.
I didn't know Alicia was going to send me all the exclusives, so I ain't even worried about it, man. Come on now.
I haven't even sent out. So I'm was like, I haven't even sent that out yet. I just got that record that you have, I just got it less than an hour ago, literally.
There you go, Street Queens exclusive. That's why you gotta listen every Thursday. Every Thursday at 8 o'clock, you never know what we might have or talk about.
You might have some exclusives. You never know, man. And yo, hey, you know what? Y'all need to go at least tell them how they can get in contact with you and all that jazz, man.
Well, they can hit me up on Twitter. That's totally fine. But I be on there constantly. My Twitter is Alicia, A-L-E-E-S-H-A-C. You'll see me on
Make sure y'all go ahead and support her in the movement, man. She got them boys. You know, see, it's a strong woman when a lady can hold it down, take care of her kids, and still be fashionable and fly and be a diva and be a queen. You already know what it is.
Yeah, I know. I know. I know what it is. Alicia, give me your Twitter again.
It's A-L-E-E-S-H-A and then C. If you don't have Miami this weekend, please support Switch and Spice Toy Drive. I will be blasting that on Twitter today, too. We're doing the toy drive. And, of course, if you're in Georgia, ZZ is doing his toy drive this weekend. Then if you're any of the lucky kids out there in Georgia, he will be coming to your door. ZZ literally will be delivering toys on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, what I'm doing in New York, I can't be knocking on people's door on the project, so they are not having that.
Well, he's all about that. Like, seriously, he's all about that. Thanksgiving, we did a big thing with the kids in Atlanta as well. He took 25 kids to the Hawks game, front row seats, and then did the whole entire Thanksgiving dinner for their family. So
that was nice. I did in New York a Give Thanks dinner. And
yeah.
we just fed the whole community gets to come in, like, with their families and stuff and come and eat.
And that's great. That's my biggest thing. As long as we're giving back, blessings will come back to us.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Alicia, that's what's up, man. We definitely proud of you, man. Definitely a spotlight on my girl, Alicia, live in the building. She's a wonderful queen. And now on to my girl. The one and only, she got the same name as my daughter, Natalia.
What is up?
The Colombian princess.
Colombia.
Colombia, la casa.
For real. Man, you know what I'm saying? Natalia, man, tell us, you know, what was your biggest moment in 2009? And, you know, basically, what have you learned that you're taking into 2010?
Oh, I learned a lot on the business and personal end this year. I was, you know, managing an independent artist, and I did a few things, you know, the TJ's DJ's 15th anniversary we just had for Family Homecoming in Tallahassee. That was pretty huge. Helping put out one of my first few mixtapes and get my management company out and running. And I learned also, you know, be careful who you deal with because, you know, this industry can be very, very shady, and I learned the hard way with someone that I trusted that was close to me. But I took it as a learning thing, and, you know, I see where I'm going and where they're going in two different directions. So I learned from that. And, you know, I had a little breast cancer scare earlier this year, but everything came out great. I just learned and appreciate my life, and I know 2010, we're going to do a lot, you know, a lot of things we got going on. Especially with Ozone and TJ's DJs, all of the conferences we be doing every quarter.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. And definitely, you know what I'm saying, if we can keep you as long as we can, you know what I'm saying, you know, we love you over here on Street Queens, the movement.
Aw, thank you.
We're going to call it AKA Miss Twitter. That's it.
Hey. Here's a public service announcement. Women, get your mammograms. Say the tatas.
For real.
Oh, my God, now that you say that, that's right. I have to, yes. I'm going to be, you know, a certain number past 40 already, and I have to check.
Definitely.
Girl, I was 29, and it happened to me. So, women, you definitely got to be on top of it because it's the worst thing when you have two little girls and you're a single mom and you got to say anything about dealing with cancer, who's going to take care of your kids. It kind of puts a lot of shit into perspective.
Mm-hmm.
have to agree with you because it runs very heavy in my family. So I have to go every 6 months, actually. So
me too.
I totally agree.
Yeah, I think it's always we scared, but to me it's always better to know what you know what you're facing or what you're dealing with. I mean, you know, not everybody thinks the same way, but to me, I guess the way I live life, I just, you know, let's hit it head on.
And especially as a parent, if you're a parent out there, you want to teach your children, you know, you have to know you better than anybody knows you. You have to, even your body. So you have to be that example for your child.
Definitely, because, you know, with our kids and you know, people that are single mothers, like, you know, me, Emma, Natalia, and you know, I don't know if Alicia, you're a single mother also.
I'm a single mother of two boys.
So, you know, that's man. But you know, all of us being single mothers is, you know, we have to work extra hard because it's not just about us. We got little people to feed. You know, it's not no game. We got some that are grown. We got some that are young. But we got to feed them. Nobody else going to do it but us, you know. So, you know, things like that, we definitely empower you to go and get checked, you know. Whether it be, I actually implore you to go out and go do a full physical. Check for diabetes. Check for fibroids because, like, I have them and we did a show about it. Fibroids is a lot of our minorities, a lot of people don't know. It's not thyroids, it's fibroids. That's what it are. Check for that. You know what I mean? Check for cancer. You know what I mean?
It's
not a game. We got another caller live in the building on Street Queens the Movement. Peace caller from the 619. Peace.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Great.
Is this sounds like somebody I know. This sounds like the other Pisces in the building.
Yes, it is. It's the other Pisces in the building.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the fishes are out.
The three Pisces, three Musketeers is in the building. I mean, E2K Magazine and Ebenisha and your girl Lushy Lush. We got
okay,
Ebenisha.
But you can't forget the Aries now, Lush. And
the
Leo.
I'm sorry. I'm
listen,
sorry.
This is a Pisces moment, okay? This is a Pisces moment.
Okay?
This is a Pisces moment, Aries. This is a Pisces moment.
Shout out to the Aries.
And the Leo. We're
going to
shout the Leos out, too.
Yeah, yeah. I'm getting some little shouts up there. Look, they ganging on the Pisces tonight. Quit like, hold up, Aries. I'm like, hold on, Aries.
Oh,
shout out to the Aries.
Thank you.
Definitely
We love you, Aries, but right now we're talking about Pisces, all right?
Whatever.
Thank you.
Everybody, shout out to the Aries. Shout out to the Aries and the Leos that are out there.
Shout out to the Aries and the Leos.
It's just a quick inside thing. It's just the fact that we were all three of us are Pisces, and we both kind of got the same similar personality, so it's kind of funny.
It's just a water thing.
It's a water thing, you know what I'm saying? But you know we love y'all. Stop playing. Y'all know y'all queens, and we love y'all, man. Stop playing. But introduce, this is Ebenisha Hard Work. I mean, this girl goes hard in the paint, definitely doing her thing. Online, I call her. Besides, you know, Natalia, Colombian Princess. This is the second woman that I call, aka Miss Twitter. Oh my God!
Oh, we got another Twitter on.
Yes, we got another Twitter on.
Oh. Let me get your Twitter, sir, because I'm right here tweeting already. So let's go. What's the thing?
Oh,
I'm trying
Twitter.
To reach 1,000. Y'all better help me. All this Twitter thing going on, Colombian Princess. I just hit you.
I got a nickname now. My name is Miss Retweet.
Oh, my God. Miss Retweet?
Yes.
Yep.
I guess I retweet everything. So I'll go ahead and hit you up and follow you and post whatever,
okay.
whatever you're talking about.
E2K_magazine.
Okay, let me write that down.
Yeah, E2K underscore. Help me out. I'm trying to reach 1,000, Mama, here, okay? Listen to me, please. Fellow Piscean. E2K underscore magazine. Can a sister get some, you know, I'm stuck in 600 and something for since like a whole year. I don't know what's going on.
Are you serious?
They're being disrespectful. Twitter's being disrespectful to me, okay?
Okay, you
said I'm just
E2K.
Going to back them out. E2K underscore
uh-huh.
magazine.
Magazine. Okay, I got you.
Okay, please let them know that I'm official tissue and I don't appreciate this fake love I'm getting here, okay?
Okay, I'm safe.
All right. Okay, I'm calm. I'm calm now, okay.
Whew, the Kleenex with the lotion, y'all. You better follow her.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. Evanisha, these are the two people. Evanisha and Colombian Princess go hard in the paint. They are one. Her. And the people that I say that go hard on promo is Emma. Emma is a monster. Evanisha is a monster. She's the queen of retweet, a.k.a. Miss Retweet. And your girl, Columbia Princess, a.k.a. Miss Twitter. You know what I'm saying?
Alicia, I'm following you, Alicia. I'm already following you.
My girl, Alicia over there, a.k.a. Miss Super PR in the building. You know what I'm saying? We get to them right here, man. Sweet Queens of Movement.
Yeah,
hell
yes, yes.
We highlighting wonderful ladies that's definitely doing their thing in the building. We got another caller from the 347 New York in the building. What up, 347? What up?
Yo, Lush. What up? It's your boy, TDI.
What up,
hey!
TDI?
Hey!
Cool.
How you doing?
What's going on, ladies?
Ain't nothing much, man. We digging in the scene on the gangster lane, baby.
Wow.
You said on the gangster lane.
Wow.
Okay.
You're saying the gangster lane. And, no, and then if you see her, she actually leans when she says that.
This guy right here, definitely a true blue friend and a wonderful artist. This is my boy right here, TDI. Follow him on Twitter, TDINYC. He definitely go hard in the stuff with his music and everything he's doing. TDI, we on here talking about New Year's resolutions and things like that, man. But stay on here with us real quick, man, because I'm gonna finish up with my girl right here, Natalia, and said right. she was talking about basically. You know, what she has learned. So, Natalia, man, what made you say, yo, I'm going to go, you know, go full body or, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to go and just support this whole entire movement of this music industry and everything, man? What made you say, this is what I want to do?
Oh, it happened like 6-7 years ago when I used to be in Orlando and always at all the shows. That's when I met JB from Ozone Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's one of my mentors. I don't know if many of you are aware, but she's a child prodigy. She, had, if I remember correctly, graduated at 15. And I realized I wanted to get in the industry when I saw this white female in a male black dominant industry doing her thing. She had to sneak into events, parties. She was doing it. And I saw that the grind she was on, and I was like, yo, put me on. I'll I'll make your coffee, wash your car, whatever. Just put me on.
Hey, you breaking up? Hey, you breaking up, sweetie?
My bad.
Natalia.
Are you on a BlackBerry?
Yes, because my T-Mobile is out.
Yeah, the CrackBerry. We call it the CrackBerry. It's going on a crack mission right now. We can't hear you.
Waking up, babe. We trying to hear
you.
Oh,
can
y'all
hear me now?
Now.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You got the
mic,
dude, now. Go ahead.
Okay. About 6-7 years ago, I was having lunch with Fabulous, and that's when I ran to JB from Ozone. And we ran into each other a few times, and I just saw her doing her thing, you know. This is a male-black dominated industry, and a female in this industry is usually a video girl or a groupie. And to see this female grinding as hard as she was,
she's younger than me, and I look up to her. She's one of, you know, motivator, you know, help me, you know, get myself situated, get back in school. And that's what I've been doing. Every time I see people that, you know, I mean good people like Lush and Tesu and Verse and all the people that I have in Houston and Miami and Orlando, I just look
you
out.
You forgot to mention me. You forgot to mention me. Hello.
I met, yes, you too, my
okay,
love.
Okay, because I get
gotta,
some sort
know,
of way. Now.
For the toy drive, you know. And, you know, it's a very, I think this is a wonderful outlet, Lush. So I'm really glad to be part of this Street Queens movement.
Well, we're glad to have you.
Thank you. Thank you. I really like what y'all are doing.
Definitely, man. I love you to death, man, Natalia. You know what I mean? So, and what do you think was your biggest adversity for this year?
Adversity?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, girl, I told you that. just dealing, breaking off ties, severing ties with an artist that I've been working with for a long time, and dealing with the cancer, you know, just realizing who your real friends are and who's there for you when things looking bad, you realize who's really there for you.
Definitely, man. I love you to death, Natalia, and you're a strong woman, good mother and everything, and I love you to death, man. I see nothing but, you know, dollar bill, y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I love you too.
For real, man. Tell everybody what's your Twitter and everything, man.
Okay, Colombian Princess. It's C-O-L-O. M as in Mary, B as in boy, I, A, N as in Nancy, and the P-R-N-C-E-S is how I spell princess. I'm on Lush, I'm on E2K magazine, you can follow me through there. And just y'all hit me up, y'all got, you know, things you're trying to move or you want me to help promote, just let me know. I'm definitely all about the love and helping everybody out.
That's what it is. I love this girl, man. Oh, my God. I'm giving her, like, an imaginary hug right now, like an invisible hug.
Group hug. She has group hug.
We got another caller from the 515. Caller from the 515. Peace. You're live on Street Queens, the movement. Peace. 515?
What happened to TDI?
I'm right here.
Oh, okay.
TDI here. I just bringing in the callers real quick and stuff.
We're gonna
move on to the wonderful Ebenisha, man. If they didn't know, let them know what's the deal, man. We spotlighting this girl. She goes hard in the paint, man. Ebenisha, man, tell them what you do, and tell them when you decided that this is what I want to do.
Well, actually, I'm a single mother of four, and I separated from my husband. I was in an abusive relationship, so I got out of it. I came to California. I'm originally from Ohio, and I got out of here. And
Ohio!
Fellow Ohio!
Okay, shout out to Ohio.
For real.
And, I knew what I was going to do for going. And
you're breaking up, Ebenisha. There we go.
I think your crackberry is trying to act up.
Where do white do that when we need them?
I got her. Can you hear me now?
Yeah,
but,
yes.
Basically, you know, I had to start my life over at 28. So I just had to figure out what I was going to do, what I wanted to do, and I wanted to work from home, so I decided to do medical billing. Get educated in that so I can still be able to be a mother as well as have a career. And I felt like something was missing. You know, I'm a person that likes to help other people. So that's basically what I do with a lot of my friends. I do a lot of consulting with them. I was going to do something with relationship consulting or coaching. And I just decided to, as I was at for about it wasn't fulfilling me. So I branched out. I started doing things first, marketing consulting with new businesses and helping them, you know.
Hello? Ebenisha? You there? Man, them crackberries is terrible, dog.
Yeah, yeah. They're going on a mission, like, seriously.
For real.
No, there's a lot of
phone conflict going on today with BlackBerry and T-Mobile, so people are losing.
Hello?
Yeah, there we go again.
You're in the middle of sentences. Oh, that's disrespectful. That is disrespectful. They got me disappointed. They got me so disappointed.
Oh, man. We just got Evanisha back. She back on the line. You there, Evanisha?
Yeah, I got Sprint, so the white man don't come out for Sprint, you know.
I got Sprint, too. I got Sprint, too. I got an abusive relationship with Sprint as well. I understand. I'm going on, like, 9 years. Every time I call them, I say the same thing. You know, I got an abusive relationship with you guys. Y'all do me wrong, and I still keep giving you my money.
I know. 10 years strong. 10 years strong. But, I decided that I wanted to go to school for public relations, and I joined Twitter, and I want to basically meet people, you know, and my biggest picture is I want to help. So I'm trying to get my name out there so people know who I am. When it comes time to do the fundraising or, you know, investing and things of that. My phone just wants to break up today because I will be in my room all the time and I'm good.
Well, the devil is a liar, and you're going to stay on with us, and we're gonna work this out because we want to hear what you got to say.
For real.
Well, you know, the reason why I want to get my name out there is because I want to do something with domestically abused women. And I want people to know who I am, so when it's time to start asking for money, donations, sponsorships, and things of that nature, that people will know who I am and familiar with my story. So
that's peace, Queen.
That's peace. Well, and since you talked about domestic violence, we want you to definitely check out our girl that we definitely had on here. You know, she definitely came through and talked about domestic violence. It's a survivor, the days in life a survivor of domestic violence. And she came on here and talked about her situation. And we also went, Street Queens the Movement went and supported Queen Penn in Persia on a domestic violence situation in New York City.
Donna Savage that wrote that book.
Yeah, it was actually Donna Savage that wrote the book.
Yeah.
That's what is good to have a Pisces. She's basically my other side, so if I can't get it out of my brain, she'll get it for me.
I got you, mommy. Que pasa?
Definitely, man. So Donna Savage, I need to check out Donna Savage. Google her. She's definitely doing some big things with domestic violence, man, for real. And shout out to Queen Penn also in Persia. But yeah, man, you know, the reason why I invited Evanisha, because Evanisha has so much spirit, so much fun. She has the same job that me and Emma got and all these ladies have. And she's definitely going, ever since I met her, she's been going hard in the paint. She's part of the Lush Radio and Street Queens team. Right now with the promo, she is going hard in the paint. This girl got 2,000 followers on Twitter. She must be doing something.
You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? I'm still 600 and something. No. ¿Qué está pasando aquí? What's going on?
So, Evanisha, what do you feel was you know the biggest, the momentous thing for you that you basically feel like you accomplished in 2009, and what have you learned and that you're going to take with you in 2010? Evanisha, you there?
I'm here. I would say before we get to 2009, the biggest thing I had to learn was when I was by myself and I was just with my kids, I had to learn me. So that's the biggest thing that I had to accomplish. I had to know who I was. And once you get to that point where you know who you are, everything else just falls in together.
Mm.
So I think that's my biggest accomplishment that I've made. But as far as, like, 2009, I would say, you know, figuring out, you know, dealing with God and feeling that something is missing in my life and just going ahead and stepping out on faith. Because, like I said, I've been on Twitter less than a year, and I do have all these followers. And I haven't had to show no ass. I mean, It's expensive, but I haven't had to show no skin. So, I just appreciate, my followers. And, I just want to be able
Shout out to those that like to show skin, but, we're talking about the ones that don't have to.
Right.
We're trying to balance out here everything.
Right. So I'm just saying that, it's a woman's movement. We all have to get together, network together, and see where we can build each other up and help each other out.
Absolutely.
Definitely. And the last question I wanted to ask you before you give out your Twitter was, Evanisha, what do you feel was the hardest adversity for you this year?
This year, I would say as far as my marketing business, having my one of my biggest clients go bankrupt. Feeling that maybe this is not the business, the marketing, as far as like with the new businesses, maybe I should be branching out and do something else. And then that's when I was on Twitter and someone asked me if I would be their radio co-host because they enjoyed my tweets and my spirit, because I do pray for people, on Twitter. I have no problem with that. I speak to everybody. I believe that people don't have haters, because you shouldn't give them any type of, recognition.
Mm-hmm.
So anything that you do, don't say my haters keep me motivated. Let the youth keep you motivated to doing what you do.
That's interesting. But they also help you along to promote, because they're the ones that stay talking about you. So, like, in marketing, you can kind of use the haters to your favor.
You
feed them a little and let them keep tweeting.
I just would never give them any recognition. I wouldn't say shout out to my haters. I would just be like, the children, the youth, the next generation is my motivation.
Nice, that's nice. I usually be like, I see ya. I do that. I be like, I know y'all looking at me.
I see you watching. I'm still doing good. Don't be mad.
I'm still here.
But with this industry, you're going to have haters. You're going to have all of that. I don't acknowledge it either. Even with the ones that I know just dislike me and don't know me but just dislike me. I have a great spirit and I utilize that.
And that's real talk right there. Everybody needs to have a sense of spirit like that. A lot of people stay out of trouble if they were like that. What I want you to do is go ahead and give everybody your Twitter and everything, because what I'm saying? It's all about networking tonight. It's all about giving that recognition.
My Twitter is Ebenezia, and it's spelled EBONIESHIA.
That's what's up, man. Y'all need to follow all these ladies. When they giving out their Twitter, y'all better have a pen and a pad. What are you doing? If you don't got a pen and a pad, then you're crazy. What's going on? You know what I'm saying? This is some serious stuff right here. This is strength. These are bosses. Come on,
hello.
Now. Let me team up.
You said boss.
Boss said, did you hear what you're saying?
For real. And I got to get to my beautiful.
Okay, it's like mailman. You don't say male woman, it's male man.
our wonderful man, TDI, is at TDINYC. This wonderful dude right here, I love him to death. Ever since I met him, he's been going hard in the paint. Love him to death.
He's a Twitter king. While y'all was talking, he was just tweeting. I'm checking out his tweets, sending everybody to call in and all that. He's doing his thing.
That's my boy right there, man. If y'all heard that joint Hottest in the Hood, my intro, he did that for me, especially for me. I love him to death. And he's cute, too. Check him out. Don't
touch him. Look it up.
Don't touch him, though. But anyway.
He's a cutie from the BX.
Let me stop playing. But TDI, man, what do you feel was your biggest accomplishment in 2009, man?
Just the knowledge, man. I started seeing who was who in my circle. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing really crazy. Just acknowledging who's around me, the positive and the negative energy I got around me. Mm-hmm. And it just leads me to proceed forward in a smarter way.
That's real talk right there, man. I think everybody got that revelation. We all got that rude awakening this year, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Even, yeah, man. You don't ever, every time the year end, I end with less friends, the phone book get a little lighter.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. It's kind of better that way. The smaller, the better.
But, you know, it could be just a sign from God. Like, I kind of look at stuff a lot different. Like, you lose a friend, that don't mean that you really lost them, because they might not have was meant to be your friend anyway, or your business associate. You know,
right.
They might have just been an experience that you were supposed to have in your life in order for you to grow
exactly.
to the next level.
Was your season, yep. They was your season, and their season
exactly.
is up, so they're not in your life anymore.
Definitely. Real talk right there. And what do you feel was your biggest, besides that learning aspect of knowing who's the sheep in wolf clothing, what do you think was your biggest thing, the biggest accomplishment, the biggest thing that you think you've done this year, you know, and within your grind and just personal, what do you think was your biggest thing for you?
I'm a step further now, you know what I'm saying? I met Lush, you know what I mean? I met you. I mean, a few other people, you know what I'm saying, man? It's just a matter of time, man. I just got to make everything come together, man. I got all the pieces to the million-piece puzzle, but I just got to piece it together now, man.
That's really it, man.
I take everything, you know, slow motion, step by step, me and everybody, seeing who's who, filling them out.
That's what's up, man. And besides that, man, what's your New Year's resolution, man? What you plan on...
My New Year's resolution, I'm going to stop wearing hats.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm going to stop wearing hats, man. I got too many, I don't know, I got to go for a new look. No hats.
Okay. It's not wrong we're looking for a new look. It's not wrong with that.
I'm saying, some people, you know, want to quit cigarettes. Some people want to quit that. Some people want to lose weight. But my thing is hats. I got to stop wearing hats, man.
Yeah,
we got to reinvent ourselves. We got to reinvent ourselves. And hats make you bold. I don't know if you know that.
That's a myth, man. That's a myth. I know people wearing hats for years and they ain't bold.
And receding. You start receding early.
Nah, man. Not me. I mean, I'm good. I've been wearing hats forever. Stop drinking soda.
Oh, man.
No, but there's nothing with trying to reinvent yourself, you know, every now and then. There's definitely nothing wrong with that.
Definitely.
Everybody be making these big resolutions, man, and by January 20th, they're not even following it no more.
Well, not everybody.
That's not true.
Not
I usually
everybody.
Wait till after February. I wait after February.
It's a wrap.
That's my birthday. I always.
Following a New Year's resolution in July.
I stopped actually calling it a New Year's resolution. I just basically just say new goals because I got to that point where I would make one. Or make two, and it just be like, I get to going, and I forget all about it. Like, oh.
Yeah. You see, I got small things. I got to stop drinking soda. I mean, small things like that. Little dumb habits I got, man. Just start. There.
Hey, I got a Pepsi for you, TDI.
Yeah, I drink it right now, man. It's not January yet.
Hey, yo, we got another caller. Caller from the 772. You're live on Street Queens, the movement, with all these beautiful ladies, beautiful bosses, Miss Alicia.
And our king.
Miss Natalia, and a wonderful king in the building. You know what I'm saying? Natalia, Emma, E2K Magazine, you know what I'm saying? Ebenisha and our wonderful king, TDI. Peace, 772. Tell us where you're located and what's your name, baby.
Yo, what's good? This your boy Will. I'm checking in, just kicking it. I'm down here on Palm Beach, about half an hour from Miami.
Ooh.
Hey, I'm in Miami right now. I wish it stopped raining.
It's raining.
I'm like,
raining.
I wish it stopped raining.
Yeah, no doubt. It's raining.
Oh, I was about to be angry because y'all probably had good weather, but it's raining, so I ain't mad because it's freezing over here.
But it's still in the 70s, 80s, though. Like, I mean, it's raining
right
now.
I didn't ask for that.
It's been rain. It ain't raining and there's snow outside.
For real.
He's like my man, though. I got to stop, breaking these bad habits. Every time I turn around, I'm smoking a cigarette, I'm drinking a Pepsi, while y'all cats talking about that.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For real.
It's hard. It's not easy, man. It's not easy, yo. It's small things like that to be the most difficult thing to drop, man. But you gotta.
It's a mental thing. It's all in the mind. It's all in the mind.
Yeah,
you keep telling yourself it's hard, you're not going to go through with it.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, man, I'm really enjoying the conversation, man. Y'all, a lot of positive energy in the building, for real.
For sure.
That's what's up, man. I'm glad, you came through and showed us love, man. I want you to stay on the dang. The phone lines is blowing the hell up, dog. Dang.
Well, I wanted to tell TDF real quick that we're going to be Sunday. We're going to be over there on Willis and 140th for the toy drive, giving out toys. And I think that's around your hood, isn't it?
140th and Willis Ave. That's not too far. I mean, I'm on the other side. I'm in Soundview, but I get over there.
All right, we're going to be out there Sunday from 3 to 6, 304 Willis Avenue and 140th, giving our toys to the kids. So come out and rep.
Tweet it so I could.
I got you.
That's what's up, man. This is just about, man, unification, man. TDI, man, tell them what that Twitter is, man.
@TDINYC.
That's what it is,
man. Hey, yo, I'm going to be blogging live, man, with my boy Grin Styles. I'm going to be getting my tattoo done on Saturday. We're going to be on Block TV. I'm going to have all that info up probably tomorrow. But
What'd you say?
Less radio, huh? Less radio on my neck. What? I heard that. Oh, man. Shout out to my boy, Grin Styles, man. Check him out, grinstyles.com. Easy. Best tattoo artist in the world. It's my world.
That's what's up, man. That's what it is, man. And main man out there, in the hot, sunny, even though it's just raining right now, can you tell us what was your biggest accomplishment in 2009, fam?
My biggest accomplishment really was just, separating the good from the bad. Like y'all already speaking on, that's why I enjoy just chewing in, it's just separating the good from the bad and, the real from the fake, man. I mean, it's a lot of snakes out there. So as long as you're doing something right, you just gotta stay focused and do you regardless of what,
And surround yourself with a good crew.
For real.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you ain't got that. You ain't got longevity.
So, fam, can you give us your Twitter and stuff? We networking and building right here, man. We networking and building. Give us out your Twitter, fam.
No doubt. That's that's A_LLDAWAY live.
Say that one more time, fam. One more time. You was breaking up.
Oh, my bad. It's all the way live. It's @LLDAWAY live.
That's what's up, fam. We thank you for coming through and showing that love, fam, for real, man. Stay on the line with us, man, for real. Stay tuned and listen in. That's what's up, man, for real. Shout out to all the people out there. That's out there in Florida, man, for real, real talk.
Hey, yo, shout out to Miami Heat, busting ass right now, man. Straight up.
Shout out to Miami Heat, even though I don't watch basketball, but shout out to them, son.
Yeah, no, I mean, we got to support the king. He just said, shout it out, and that's what we do. That's what, how we show support.
Because he got the team behind him. Shout it out, Miami.
Shout it out.
Yeah, shout out to Charlie Rock, too, man. My brother, Charlie Rock, is an ill producer. Y'all people looking for producers, hit him up.
Shout out Charlie Rock. Charlie Rock, shout him out.
He's listening right now, man. He's listening. He's showing love, B.
He should be listening. He should be calling in. What's good? What's going on?
Got another caller right now, man. We got a caller live in the building. Caller from the 646. New York is in the building. What up, New York? You're live with the Queens, man.
Who that? Oh, they probably got a BlackBerry, too.
646.
They probably have a crackberry. The crackberries are on a mission today.
Okay.
646. Call
yeah.
All right, 646. I guess you just want to listen, man.
All right, it's all good.
We got a caller from the 954. Caller from the 954. You're live in the building.
Calling in the building.
Along with our king. Peace.
Blessed love, and don't know. You let it withstand, divided with fire.
I heard that.
Peace, by script. What's up, fam? You know.
What introductory just came in and said, blah, 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 blah.
Listen, you let it be stand, divided be fire, let the club in the bucket.
Oh, man, that would be nice if he can just go straight through. I think he's on a crackberry too, though, right?
Yeah, man. Vice Quick, that, you know, man, we got love for you over here, man. Tell us, you know what I'm saying? Tell us what is some of your accomplishments in 2009, fam?
Well, they don't know. Tell me, do I talk for Barack Obama about the economical disaster that affect the world and affect people from all over the world? You understand what I'm saying? Get a lot of comments and a lot of people support me, so I appreciate that and I give thanks for that. You understand what I'm saying? Because you don't know, sir. Vice Group love people from all races, no matter what color. Great. It doesn't matter who you are. Vice Grip loves people from all the race, no matter where you're from.
Absolutely. I agree with that.
For real, I love you from everywhere, man. For real, man. Vice Grip.
Blessed.
Man, tell the people what's your Twitter, man.
My Twitter?
What's your Twitter, man?
My Facebook is Vice Grip Brown. And you can Google Vice Grip Obama and check me out and MySpace, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, number one song, top song, Obama, right?
Yeah, economical pressure and we have crab in the barrel. You know, some of us live like the crabs in a barrel. When one try to make it to the top, the other pull back down the one that tried to come out, you know. I want people to understand that, you know, when you pull down your brothers and sisters, you are pulling down your own self. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like, when you pull down your brothers and sisters, if they're not getting nowhere, you're not getting nowhere neither. So it's like all of us going to be in the barrel if we don't help each other to come out of the barrel. That's why I'm telling them, crab in a barrel, you're too bad, man. Crab in a barrel, love from two to...
Okay, Vice Grip, yeah, man, that's hot, man. If they go on Google, they can, like, get the whole crew blasted at right there, man, for real. Because, you know what I'm saying, that's definitely hot, man. I love you, Vice Grip, all the time. You know, you get nothing but love on here, man. You just got
we
like,
love you for free.
You know what I'm saying?
Vice Grip, it don't know that is love. You understand what I'm saying?
It's nothing but love, Vice Grip, man. I definitely, you know what I'm saying, love you, dog, man. And what you said about the crabs in the barrel is seriously, like, if you bring other people down, you're bringing yourself down because these are the people that basically, you know what I'm saying, you know, are surrounding you. You're tearing down your own people, you know what I'm saying? And that's definitely a true statement. And I love the music, but, you know, it's just the fact of time-wise. And everything. But anyway,
you're mad.
Oh man. My composure together. Like I said, caller from the 646. Are you back in the building?
I'm back in the building. What's up? Shout out to Sheet Queen. TDI, what up, homie?
What's up, my nizzle?
Hey,
who's this?
What's up?
My boy, Charlie Rock.
Oh, that's this Charlie Rock?
Infamous
yes,
one.
Man.
Oh, oh, the infamous. We were shouting you out. We were shouting you out. Showing you love, yo.
That's what it is.
you know, TD, I said we have to show you love, so that's what we were doing, shouting you out.
That's much appreciated, gorgeous.
And I'm saying the king spoke, the king spoke, and the queens, you know, are repping.
That's what's up. That's what I see y'all doing big things over there. That's what it is.
You already know.
We definitely doing a lot of
this money.
So, man, what's your New Year's resolution? What have you accomplished in 2009?
Oh, man. It's been a good year, just, you know, getting a lot of production done, really getting my name out there. You know, 2010 is a big year for all of us. The Bronx is back, please believe.
Yes, sir.
Heavy movement going on in the Bronx. New York is back. All the kids stuff, sorry, you got to move aside. New York is back. This is where it's at.
I don't think we really went anywhere, but, you know.
Yeah, well, you know what? I just think, you know, the lack of unity between us in New York is just bringing us down as artists. You know, as far as artists want to work with each other and everything, is either a battle rap or a diss. So, you know, now when you got a movement, a strong movement, when you got a group of people, a group of nice MCs that's willing, you know, to get together and make good music, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's unstoppable. You can't stop that.
You can never stop it. Wow,
it's hot.
That's some animals? What's going on? Some dogs?
Definitely shout out to my man. No, we got that Paranoid coming out soon. Y'all listen out for that.
Yes, sir. We need to finish that, man. That shit is, yo.
Ooh, retarded.
So we wrap it up, we're going to give it to Lush. Lush is going to blast that off. She's going to love it.
Oh, definitely.
Yes, got to get the exclusive. Lush has to get the exclusive.
Definitely got to get up and do that.
Definitely, man. Nothing but love, you know what I'm saying? And also, since we're talking about music, man, shout out to TrueSonAli.com. Check him out, artist. Voice of Brooklyn, man. Check him out, man. Follow him on Twitter, TrueSonAli on Twitter. We getting it in all day, every day. We go hard in the paint, man. We talking about New Year's resolutions. We talking about things you need to do going into the next year, man, and stuff, you know. And for myself, I think my biggest accomplishment this year was meeting all of y'all on the line. That was like, you know, my biggest accomplishment.
I can lean down.
You know.
Oh, you so lean down.
You know, meeting wonderful people, growing as myself as an individual. You know, also, you know what I mean, seeing my revelations of this year, and you know, making it through, you know, different adversities in life in this past year. You know, from the place blowing up and everything, and God definitely, you know, providing a way. And, you know, me being able to teach students and help children, you know, get over their special needs or their adversities. And seeing my daughter grow up to be a beautiful young lady, I think that was like my biggest
accomplishment,
you know what I'm saying, this year. And going into 2010, you know, the whole mentality has changed. I've definitely, everybody that's on the line has seen the wolves in sheep clothing. We found out who's real and who's fake. We found out who said that they were for you, but they were really against you. We found out who said they was definitely, you know what I'm saying, riding with you, but they was riding with you just so they can get on that come up, so they could break off and do their own thing. You know what I'm saying? we done found that love that we thought was our love, but really they was trying to get at your homegirl or get at your man. Who knows? You know what I'm saying? You know, we done seen a lot of things. And, you know, the funny thing about it, like my pastor says, is that things that happen in life become a memory. And the crazy thing about it, 2009 is about to be a memory to us. And all of the things that we went through are there.
The whole decade.
Yeah, they said we forgive. But we don't forget. We take that, and whatever doesn't break us makes us, and makes us stronger, you know, to push on through the next days. If it doesn't kill you, you can still press on. You got your hands and your two feet. You got disabled kids that are out here, and they're still pushing themselves.
You got people that are fighting cancer, and they're still pushing on. You got people going through worse situations than what you're going through, and they're still making it. My house blew up, and I did a show the same day. Come on,
that's true. That is true.
You know,
that's a God honest truth.
Only
you know?
Rush.
Yes, that's a God honest truth. I swear to God,
only
I was
rush.
Like, "What are you doing?" She was still on the air. Her house had blew up.
You know,
why your house blew up? What happened?
You know,
she was cooking. She was cooking. Don't tell him the truth.
No,
no,
no. No, it was a gas leak though. What's up, man?
It blew up while you was doing a live interview, and your shit just blew up. Oh, and you was like, "Fuck it."
And she kept going.
But you know what? Now I can laugh at it because I made it through. But you know, if you look at it, you're like, "Wow, you're alive." You know what I'm saying? It was definitely crazy. It's on my Twitter pics and stuff. When you look at it, a lot of people look at it now like, "Wow, your house blew up?" Yeah. And God bless it. Got another place, and I've been blessed, you know, with my family and my people's, you know what I'm saying? I live with my shorty and stuff. You know, everything that, you know, has been going on. I just been blessed, you know what I'm saying, with everybody. Street Queens, the movement, been going strong for a whole year now. Lush Radio been going strong for a whole year now. We've been going in, you know what I mean? So, I mean, from starting from reaching out to people as a nobody, and then, you know, who would have thought that Lush Radio, a little internet radio show, would do what it's doing right now, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, hey, you know, dreams do come true. You know what I mean? If you
mm-hmm.
believe in it. And the quote is, like we say on Street Queens, the movement, as shout out to CG Michelle, her pastor said, every setback is a setup for a step up. Anything that you might think is the worst day of your life really might be a setup for a blessing. So don't always think that something that happens bad in your life is always a setback or it's gone. It might set you back a couple of days, but it doesn't mean it's the end of the world. How many days have we had that's been the worst day of life? God has put us through and has guided us and made us, you know, get through that. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you got my man, Ace Diamond that came on the show a while ago last year. This dude had brain cancer, and he's
artist.
Like, come on now. I mean, we can make it through and we are born survivors. We're born survivors. No matter what, we're born survivors. This is a natural instinct. I don't know about the other majority, but you know, I know us as a minority, my Hispanics, my blacks, you know what I'm saying? I know we born survivors. We done made a dollar out of 15 cents now, okay?
That's true. We done made lemonade out of lemons.
You know what I'm saying? we know how to make things happen. So even though they say we in a recession. No, we ain't in a recession. We just got a lot of depressed people out here.
Right.
It ain't no recession. We got a lot of depressed people that don't know how to take their imagination and make a dream possible. We can make it factual.
Or they just might not have the direction, you know, the help
mm-hmm.
to do that, the role models to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Just on the inspirational note, I love to write. Like, that is my that's my side thing that I love to do and I just do for a hobby. Of course, it helps, you know, with the money, too, that, you know, I'm going to get off of it. But really, I love to write. And I'm actually my second book, I'm coming out with an inspirational quote book next year. So I'm excited about that, too. It's for everyday life events. They are all my quotes. But that's something that I think that we need more motivation. And it's just dealing with everyday life events.
That
deals with our mind, our hearts, our souls, our bodies, just everything.
All I'm saying is that can Street Queens the movie get a copy of the book? That's all I'm saying.
Yes. Like I've been so busy.
We need to do a write up on that.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. It's gonna be out summer of next year. My first book published in 2007. I know, Lesha, I ain't never talked to you about that, but but I'll be doing so much that I really just it's just a hobby to me. Like, I don't see it as a career. I just see it as helping others, you know. And that book was a totally different book. And it's actually called One Last Love Letter. So if y'all Google it, you'll find it. And everybody asks me, is it all true?
all of it's true based off of some experience that I've actually went through that has helped me grow as a woman.
Lush, I'm on the Twitter and I have a couple of people. I think they're on hold on the line. I got Jay Coop, Five Burrow, that keeps hitting me up, and he's here, and he would like to say a little something.
I'm about to bring him on. Call him from the
917. Bring him on.
Call him from the 917. You're live in the building. Peace. You're on Street Queens, the movement.
Yo, what it do?
What it do, Hope?
What's good, Mama? How you doing?
You already know. Here, repping the movement.
Oh, of course. You know I got to support you. Always support me on everything I do, so it's only right for me to show love.
That's what's up. Let everybody know about your artists and stuff.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, we got, you know, Draft Fix the Movement. You know, the first artist on board is Christian Dior. He's ready out the door. We just baking up more new projects. We got I don't want to let out the secret, but it's just, I don't want to tell them who's hosting it, but I'm let them know we got a mixtape coming up that we're working on an album. We got more videos. We about to launch off the website. It's just mad work, you know. Like, when you're independent, it's, like, so much work, you know what I'm saying? But I believe in my team, and we going strong, and we got a lot of strong supporters like yourself. And we just going hard, you know. And then we got this Five Borough Entertainment, which is we doing parties. If you heard about my party, it was crazy, you know what I'm saying? Like, they still talking about it. I'm scared of the police coming after me because of what we did. You know what I'm saying?
So y'all doing parties in New York, right?
Yeah.
Because you got people in all different states here on the line, so you have to be specific where you at.
No, yeah. Definitely. We in the Bronx, but we everywhere. I represent New York to the fullest. I'm an all New York everything. Like, that's what I do. When I go out of town, I'm working New York fitted. No disrespect to nobody out of town, but that's just what we do. We rep, and we rep in a positive movement. We ain't doing that negative shit. Like, that shit been lived and long gone, already done. You know what I'm saying? So I'm rapping. It's a she thing. You know, I'm trying to come through and leave with a couple of the she things. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, we working hard. You know, thank God we blessed. Shout out to P Powers, another artist. Axel's about to jump on board. Wig, Status, everybody. DJ,
well, you know, you got to send us some music so Lush could play it. You know, you got to, you know, this is the place for the exclusive.
Send me the email. I got crazy exclusive. Matter of fact, I got this new joint right now. Shout out to Fred the God, Blockwork Studios. I just got some new exclusive. Like yo, nobody got this. I got this.
I'm gonna send you the email right now where you send your stuff to.
By Remo the Hitmaker, the kid who did Dancing on Me. I got a new joint with Fred the God. The shit is crazy. It's a strip joint. But it's a strip joint song, but it's not like degrading women. It's embracing them. It's just crazy.
Oh,
it's
thank you. You know how I feel about that. So, because you would have got the release button.
Come on, man. You know I respect women to the fullest. Even though
I know you do, baby. I know you do.
You know, even though I try to hold my composure when I got that lick at me, but I try.
My dude, we got a other main man live in the building, T.I. from the Bronx, too. Y'all should network, man, in exchange.
Sure. He was naming a few niggas I know and shit. I was just listening. I'm letting the homie do him. He's naming a few niggas I know, though. That's what's
man. Well, like I said, we spread love to everybody. I ain't never going to say no to nobody. Unless, you know what I'm saying? Like, it, to me, it ain't that serious. Like, I feel like music is, if it's good, it's undeniable. Let's do it. If it's positive, let's do it. That's all I'm with. Like, I'm not with the whole other shit. I go to anybody's hood and we could chill, drink, whatever, and party and have a good time. Cause people forgot how to have a good time. It's like everybody always about me mugging, dressing, who got the baddest car, bitches. Like, there ain't none of the about
hey,
that.
Hey, watch it,
boy.
Watch
the
mouth.
I mean, you know, having the bad.
The itches,
you know
the itches,
I mean?
The baddest itches, baddest itches.
I'm gonna say, have a piece of thing like Emma on the side, you dig? Because Emma got the team.
Hey.
No,
we on the air.
Baby.
I'm a serious woman here. What are you trying to do?
Yeah, but it's all love, man. Hit us up, DraftPix with a Z at ENT at Gmail. We take everybody's request. Like I said, we ready to work, man. Whatever.
And your Twitter. Hit him with the Twitter.
I got draft picks, man. I'm a man, Wigs. I got that nigga mixed his first mixtape, though. Back
from that fifth. Yeah, that's my dude. We got, as a matter of fact, he just launched off his new he got a new website. It's called I got so much shit on my mind. Oh, it's called www.streetlogic with a K at the end. And it's okay. And that's Wig's actual, that's his website. So we just working, man. Everybody's
listen,
working.
It's TDINYC and then it's Jake Coop 5 Borough, which is JCOUPE, the number 5, and
I got the
so y'all connect.
Video online at Gmail. I got that on my Twitter
all
right,
right now. All right, so that's where you send the music at, because Lush should be right. Getting that.
Definitely, definitely. Sure. And like I said, and to the homie, what's your name again, my nigga?
TDI.
I'm gonna send you his stuff too right now.
All right, send me your stuff. Yeah, definitely.
On the Twitter, I'm gonna send
you
his stuff right now.
You already know whatever it is, Emma. Whatever you wanna do, I always been a supporter. You let me in the club since I was 17 and a half. You was always looking out for me.
You was 21. You was 21. Shush, you was 21.
So he's going in.
He's crazy. You don't know what he's talking about. I think he's on him. Baby,
wow,
thank you for calling in, though. You already know it. Love is love.
Yeah, definitely. Love is love. Thank you for
I better see
me.
You Sunday, though. You better buy my kids the toys. I better see you Sunday at
yeah,
the toy drive.
We're going to come through. Like, yo, it's not even a problem. Like I said, we support anything positive. And remember, we bring in something different to music. We embracing women. That's what we doing. We degrading them. We embracing them. So we talking
listen,
about like
we the hottest commodities. We're the ones that buy CDs and get online to go see concerts and all that. The women, us,
yeah.
We're the ones dishing out that money. Y'all better recognize.
I love women. I love everything about women. You don't understand the way y'all smell, the way y'all look, the way y'all finagle everything.
Okay. Come on now.
Word.
Come on, women, bring it.
Wait a minute. Even though, for the new millennial, these women, y'all got to teach them how to cook, man. Because, yo, for real, I'm and you know, you see me, Emma, I got skunky through the years.
Wow.
White Castle and McDonald's. Yo, some of these don't know how to cook, and y'all need to teach them.
Yeah. See, but that's the difference. You got to, because you got to focus on women. Women know how to cook. Don't be.
Yeah,
don't,
girl,
nah.
Don't know how to cook.
Hey,
yo, and listen, B, and like I said, it's 5 Borough. So, yo, if people listening in, if you got a place for me, call me, because I'm going straight there, B. I'm
going over there to get that.
Word up. I'll take it. And I'll bring y'all Tupperware. It's not even a problem. I got a whole box in the back of my car.
Wow.
And I bring it back to you. You give me a play. I watch it and all that. Don't worry about it.
Hey, yo, before I forget, now we got my man on the line. Yo, anybody who needs tracks, who needs beats, man, hey, my man on Twitter, @ Charlie Rock, TID.
Charlie Rock, TID?
Yeah, TID. Yeah, she sent me your info. We definitely going to hit you. I'm going to be at the studio today if you want to come by. Blackwork Studio, you know what I'm saying? Like the 13 O'Connor. We right there. Right between the golf. I don't know the exact number. You can hit me on Twitter or whatever. Like, you know, we're going to be there. I'm going to be there tonight recording with Axel B. And we show love to everybody, like I said.
That's my man, AX, man. To the boy, TDI, say what up.
Nah, definitely. I definitely will, man. For real, for real. We got to keep this
all right,
going.
I expect best for you on Sunday.
Can I get the front cover of E2K?
Unless you're going to wear some pigtails or something. It's only for the women. My cover is only for women, yo. I elevate the women on my covers, but, you know, you in there all day, though.
For real, definitely, man.
You in there all day, but, you know, our stage, E2K stage is for the women, though. And my next cover is going dedicated to Erica Roman, you know what I'm saying? So that's a dedication to her.
Real talk, man. We want to thank my dude for coming through, and we got another caller from the New Yorkers in the building, Hard Body, man. 347.
This Twitter is going down.
Yes, it is.
Yo.
What?
Yo, what's going down, B?
Nothing much.
Yo,
you
this papers. Yo, this papers, B.
Papers, what up, big?
Yo, what's popping, big homie?
You, what's up, me?
Hey, papers.
Down?
Hi, papeles.
How you doing, mommy? What's good? What's going down?
You already know. Aquí we grinding and Three Queens, the movement.
Of course. Shout out my nigga TDI. You already know we about to get it in.
The king is here. The king is in full effect.
Later, too, homie, so you already know. Shout out to
Yeah, for sure. Tied up, nigga.
Yeah, all day. Rest in peace. And my nigga Gangsta the Great. Paper Route mixtape coming soon, you heard? So you already know.
I heard.
Man, they definitely getting serious plug-ins in this joint, huh?
Yeah, they're getting their promo game on.
Nah, positive energy, man. Positive energy just feeds off, man. You see?
I know. For sure. Yeah, definitely. That just makes us get back on that Twitter and blast off. People, help me out here. I'm trying to get to 1,000 before the year ends. Come on, I'm in 665 only. What's going on? E2K underscore magazine. You already know. See, I did my shot real quick.
Got it in. Coño.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. That's awesome, man. This is the thing. I mean, yeah, this is the thing. It's all about unity, man. And you know, we trying to support everybody that's in the game. But see, the thing is, though, you know, the devil can pose as if he wants to be nice, he can be so beautiful. But
he's
at the same time, doesn't mean that the devil has your best interest at hand. So watch out for him, and because the devil is a liar. Mm-hmm. And you know what? You know when people want to do things to you, it always looks beautiful in the beginning. You know, mm-hmm. So please, you know, God always gives us our warning signs. And sometimes we're blindsided because of the glitz and the glam. And sometimes we need to basically go off of what we already know that's relevant in front of our face than what they show us. You understand what I'm saying? People out
mm-hmm.
there, we need to be aware of what's going on in our surroundings. We need to be aware of those wolves in sheep clothing, because they will attack you, especially when they know you're headed for greatness. Because all the people that's on this line and the people that have joined us are headed for greatness. All these beautiful people that have band together to call on this show are destined for greatness. You understand what I'm saying? And
no.
the thing about it is that you have to have faith in God. Put God first. And you know what? Even though you might not go to church as much as you think you should, even though you know you feel like I lost my way, but I know I could come back. You know, try to be as righteous as you can. You can only try, and you have to know God in your heart. You know, no one can tell you how to know God. God has a personal relationship with you. He never left you. He's still there. And he's carried
mm-hmm.
you here. And we're still here now, and we're talking. That's how powerful God is, for real. You know?
Now listen here, man. I don't want to cut nobody off. My phone is about to die because the iPhone battery lifeline is trash. I want to shout out everybody on here, man. I want to shout out Lush for having me on here, man.
Definitely. I'll see you Sunday.
For sure, man. Shout out to everybody that called up, man. My peoples and all that. You know what I'm saying, man? Papers, get Charlie Rock, man, homie for the Bronx. About to hit him up on Twitter. All the females from Florida that's on here, homie from Florida, called everybody, man. You know what I mean?
Thank you, baby. Thank you.
Positive.
Keep the fight alive.
Yes, ma'am.
Keep your head up. Keep your head up.
That's for real.
You know, man. I'm out of here. Yo, much love to all of y'all, B.
All right, peace, King.
Peace, King. That's what it is, man. And, you know, that's a wonderful thing that we on the last day of Street Queens, the movement for this year, you know, we ended off strong with some positive, you know, uplifting, you know, comments today, wonderful people today, beautiful women, strong women, bosses, you
mm-hmm.
know, that are definitely setting
more
examples.
What is it that she said? More
well, you know,
yeah.
And it.
Bosses, yeah.
Bosses,
yeah. They're your bosses. They're your bosses. Bosses, bosses. You know what I'm saying? They're the ones behind all these strong people out here. When you think that you see somebody strong, it's a female behind them. Come on, you had your man Obama.
Bosses, listen. Bosses are born. Bosses are born, not made. You know what I mean? So we just born into this.
For real. You know, shout out, Lissette, shout out CG Michelle, Felicia Sabri, Ashley, our honorary street queen that did that wonderful flyer, all the flies, did the flies for us to support the movie. She did the flyer while she was sick, so she under the weather. I want everybody to pray for she get better and stuff, so, you know, shout out to her. That's like, that's my little peanut, my little sister right there, man. Shout out to you, girl. You know we love you, man.
Love you.
For real, you know what I'm saying? So ladies, the final thoughts for 2009, like, you know, what are some of the things that you suggest that people should do, or, you know what I'm saying, things that, you know, people should just think about, or if you have a quote or something that to give to the people? We want to start with Alicia.
Woo! You went in on me, huh? You went in through that one. Really, honestly, the one thing that I do stress is brand and build your relationship. Brand them like you brand yourself. Take them as seriously as you take yourself, because those relationships can do so much. On a personal and a business level, just brand your relationships. Know who you are going into whatever dream that you have, and go hard with it. Go hard with it. Love what you do. Go hard. And
go hard.
Go hard or go home. And that's one thing that I really believe in. Go hard.
That's what's up.
Hey, you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, man. I'm definitely. That was some real stuff right there, man. You couldn't say it any better. And Natalia, give us some good thoughts, man, going into 2010, man. Let us know what we should do.
I'm just, you know, whatever happened bad in 2009, just leave it there and being positive, everybody, you know, because it's going to get better. And it's about helping each other, not just ourselves. And, you know, we all just got to stay positive. And, you know, like she was saying, Bill, definitely be careful of your relationships and, you know, put in what you need to put in. You know, some people be half-stepping.
Well, definitely.
I know, just enjoy 2009. Take care of your kids, y'all. It's the holidays, you know, make sure everybody's safe. I want everybody to come back in the new year so we can come back on the grind.
Definitely.
And you
definitely.
Can come back to the show and listen to us. I want everybody back here.
That's right.
For real. That's what's up, man. I'm feeling so warm and bubbly right now, for real. It's not myself. I don't got diarrhea or nothing. But,
It's just that, yeah.
Emma, give us those good thoughts, man, and some quotes. Let us know, you know what I'm saying, going into 2010, man.
First of all, I just want to say that I am, you know, so many things. We've lost so many people this year, you know. That goes without saying. There's a lot of people that, you know, return to the essence. That would definitely be greatly missed and all that in the industry and out the industry. I want to say that I'm blessed. You know, we made it, Lush, a whole year. You know, we rocked on. You know, there were some moments where we didn't see, you know, the light at the end of the tunnel, but, you know, but now there's so much light that I got my shades on, you know what I mean? So I'm just glad that we hung on, you know, we stuck it through, and, you know, we survivors, you know, street queens. I mean, we're not just queens, but, you know, we're dominating the streets. So, you know, and I'm glad that ever since, you know, this is like my little personal, I'm not kidding. This is like my own little personal, like, you know, when people go see their therapist, this is my therapy time. Like, I kid you not, you know what I'm saying? So this is the time that I kind of air out. Sometimes I get a little, you know, a little crazy and let's be like, oh, and she simmers me down, and I'm like, you know, I calm down a little. But other times, that's why I got so much energy when I come here, because it's like my therapy time, you know. And I feel comfortable, that's why, because, you know, my sister here from another mother in another nation makes me feel that way, you know. So, Lush, I love you. I just want to say that, I'm glad that we rocked on this last year coming through. I'm so happy and blessed and grateful for all the new queens, you know, that are stepping in the scene like a gangster lean. Ooh, ooh. You know, I definitely see, you know, so we all going to be rocking shades because, you know, it's no more darkness, you know, at the end of that tunnel, you know. And we're definitely recognizing, you know, all the wolves in sheep clothing, little by little. That, you know, that takes a little certain talent, you know. But, you know, we're gonna keep, you know, we're gonna keep doing that. We're gonna keep revealing people. And 20 and 10, I'm calling people out. I just want everybody to know that I am calling people out. All those people that call me for favors, and all those people that don't show up to my events and don't support me, and I'm not saying it as a threat because everybody know me. I don't. It's not about threats, but it's about sticking to my word. You know, I'm being true to my word as a woman. You can only get my support if I get support back. And sometimes we got to be a little selfish like that, ladies. You know what I mean? We got to be a little selfish. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's got to be a give and take. It's not fair to give. You know what I'm saying? No, it's got to be a give and take, and that's the only way I'm rocking 2010, so y'all already know. I'm a Twitter it, I'm a Facebook it, I'm a MySpace it, I'm going to even go Black Planet it, you know. I'm going to let, even mi gente, that's where I'm going, to let people know that 2010, you know, that's what it is, you know. And if we all unite the way we do it now, imagine us doing this in a bigger platform, what we cannot accomplish. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel there's enough recession for fashion, you know what I'm saying? I feel there's enough out there for all of us to eat. But why, you know, why some of us got to get greedier than others? Why we can't just be okay and then help the next person, you know? Because karma, I believe in karma. And that's why I try to throw out as much positive stuff as I can. I got my negative moments. I got my negative days where all I just want to say is the F word. I'm not, you know, I'm a spiritual person, but, you know, I got my days where people take me off track a little bit. But that's when I wait for my Thursdays and I get filled. My cup of runners over when, let's say, the sexy and the sexy and my ETK was secret. I'm like, yes, yes, I'm fulfilled. I'm home and my sisters are here, you know, and that's what gives me this energy that I have, you know. You know, positive, or I feed off energy, you know, and I'm so glad that y'all ladies are on. And, you know, I look forward to us doing all positive things in 2010. You know what I'm saying? I welcome you ladies. I welcome you ladies to encourage other positive ladies that you know in your circle and bring them on. And let's go big. Let's go hard. You know what I mean? Let's go hard.
Definitely. Well, you ain't never said any better, man, and the wonderful Ebenisha. Man, give us some good thoughts, some good notes, man, you know, going into this new year. And, you know, hey, you can end us off. You can give us a prayer, too. You know what I mean? Let's go.
I would just say for people just to be who they are, you know. People need to stop imitating other people, and they just really need to be who they are. They need to embrace themselves and know exactly where they're headed in their lives. I would also say networking and meeting people and knowing who's real and who's fake is really important. And when you know something is not right about somebody, basically trust your instincts, because you are definitely right. And that's the intuition that God gives us all in order for us to know that. I would also say, you know, stay positive. You know, everybody's going through different trials and tribulations, but Jesus did the same, so we're no different. You know, and that's how I look at things when I'm going through something. I said, you know what? You know, Jesus was a perfect man, and he got beaten, you know, and crucified and all that good stuff, and he laid down for our sins, so we don't have to go through that, you know, necessarily, and we just got to keep our faith, know exactly the direction that we're heading, and keep our faith and instill that in other people that is in our circle and in our surroundings that we care about. You know, it's about building, you know, good relationships that are going to be long-lasting, you know. And,
Definitely. That's real talk, Ebenisha. And you know, my thing on going into 2010, go into 2010 on a clean slate. Leave all that baggage from 2009 over there in 2009. Don't bring that same garbage from 2009 into 2010. We on some new things. We're seeing a bigger picture. You know, we're doing new moves right now. that old whoever you were, leave that in 2009. Let's go on to the new sexy diva or sexy GQ man. And we're all about business this year. We're all about business, being innovative, moving on, seeing the bigger picture about life. Enjoy life for what it is. You know, if you think that you didn't go hard this year, go extra hard. I mean, put your foot into it. Put the pedal to the metal. What do you have to lose? For real. You can either sink or swim. What you going to do? Make your move. It's like a game of chess, you know, in this game of life that we play. And for the people that are in the music industry, find out who's real and fake. Who really has your best interest at hand? Don't just go because of the gift and glam. Make sure it's somebody that you think is worth your time. This year, people, budget your money, okay? Just because you get your tax return and the money is hot, you know how we do. We go shopping. We go doing it. Budget your money. Make your money make money. Flip your money. If you're going to use the money, rather use it to invest in yourself. Don't go out and buy all them clothes and stuff. Invest in the equipment that you need to make you money. Make yourself make money. Invest, people. Invest. 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 There's no reason why we can't have another Black Wall Street or Minority Wall Street. They ain't the only ones that can have it. We can, too. Stop playing. But anyway, besides that, I ask you, all you people, implore you to read up, educate yourself. Even if you're not going to college, even if you're not in high school, whatever, I implore you, read a book. The library is free. Go in the library and read up. Find out if you want to be a publicist, read up on it. If you want to do promotions, read up on it. Before you get into this game, make sure you know the ins and out of it. Don't be afraid to listen to an OG in this game, for real.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Don't be to feel too big that you know anything, that you can't take no advice from everybody. Because even though it might be a bad situation, it's only to help you grow. Going into this situation, I need you guys to please support the Kris Kringle event that's going down in the Bronx this Sunday. Also support the Young Jeezy situation that's going down with Alicia. Support that situation. Anything that it is to support people in the community, we need your support. I'm calling you out today. And our sponsors, Strictly Bump One, support them. They have a show this Saturday. They're going to be talking about some real deep issues. So I need you to support them this Saturday at noon Eastern Time, www.blogtalkradio.com/strictlybump1. I need you guys to support that situation. It's going down. It's going to be real serious. And, I mean, some people might just need, if you're bored or you need to be uplifted, y'all need to check that out. It's definitely going down. And I want to do a quick prayer. I want to do it for people that are listening, for the people that aren't listening, and for the ladies that are on here, and to all the ladies that have families and their children, people that are suffering from cancer, people that are going through it and they just don't know what to do, the next move, and they want to find that revelation to just move on to the next step. Oh, Heavenly Father, I call on you today. You are an awesome God, a wonderful God, a good God. You are a true God. You are the only one that know our true self and our true being, God. You have been there with us when we had nothing and when we had something. God, with every breath we breathe, you guide us and you provide for us. We want to thank you for guiding us all the way to the end of this year, God. We want to thank you so much for everything you've done for us, letting us be able to wake up and breathe and see our children and see our grandchildren and see wonderful people surrounding us, God. God, please surround Alicia, Emma, Natalia, Ebenisha, TDI, everybody that called on the show, Vice Grip, even myself and my family. Support their families, God. Watch over their families, their businesses. Let it be more flourishable, more plentiful in next year going on. Let them, the devil is a liar, God. All negativity that wants to stand, no weapon trespass against us, you know. Any weapon that wants to come against us, any evil, any negativity, God, we ask you to take it away, God, from all of these beautiful women. Keep them in your faith, God. Keep them in your bosom, God. I call on you today, the Strictly Bunk One, from Diverse Media, to all our supporters, everybody that supports the whole movement, the community, all of our children, our youth, God. We want to see a better day, God, and we ask for your guidance. We ask for your strength, and we call upon you, God, to guide us in the right way, God. We give ourselves to you today, God, and ask you to bless us and guide us, God. You are an awesome God. You know, for all those that are sick, for all those that just feel this evil need to try to transpire against people, God, let them see the evil of their ways and stop it, God. God, and for the people that are sick and hungry, provide them with food this year. Provide them with jobs if they lost jobs. Provide them and guide them, God. We pray for them, God, and we call on you. You are awesome, God. In your name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Definitely.
Amen.
So,
I love you, Lush.
I love you, Lush.
You get the biggest
hug.
I want to hug you so tight that you can't breathe. You can't breathe because it's so tight.
Aw. My girls, I can't wait to talk to y'all next year. Jeez, I risk it.
Yeah, well, next year we're going to plan how we're going to have to do some type so the queens could come together under the same roof, under the same building. So we're going to definitely map that out.
Definitely. I'm honored and I'm glad to have you guys. And Emma, I got to really send a quick shout out to you. Girl, you've been here with me through the beginning of this mess, and you stuck in there with me, and I love you more than just a friend, like a sister. I love you. And
I'm not crying, so stop it. I'm not going to do that on the air.
I love you so much, man. You know, if I can make an award for dedication and somebody honestly that just cares about somebody, I would give it to you, man, for real. I love you.
I want it, Lush. I want it. For 2010, I want it. I want it, okay? Offer me stuff.
I got an award to make.
I want it. Y'all ladies, y'all heard it, right? 2010, yep. I'm just saying. I'm calling people out. I want my damn award.
For real. All you ladies, man, I salute you, man. I see nothing but, you know, brighter things, beautiful things. Don't let anybody stop you from your dream. Keep on pushing. It don't matter what they say. No, what they can't stop you. You are us. You are a child of God, and God is the only one. And you know,
ladies, if y'all could do me a favor, go to e2kmagazineonline.com. and become members, so then, you know, all the updates, y'all can be able to get the email. Or please email me at e2kmagazine@gmail.com so I can have all your contact information,
okay,
and we can stay in contact via email.
Okay.
Well, e2kmagazine@gmail.com and e2kmagazineonline.com. Just become a member, so anything that, you know, we're doing, we blast it off. My apologies to the Queen Lush. I just wanted to throw that out. Sorry. Don't hit me. Don't hit me in front of people.
That's just a pricey thing, but I love her, man. You know, we go on a whole year, so, you know, I can accept that from her. You know, make sure you guys log on to www.streetqueensthemovement.ning.com. I implore all you ladies to sign up there, whatever you're doing, business. We try to highlight ladies that's doing their thing on there. So we need you guys to log on there. Shout out to hiphopsisters.ning.com. Shout out to Microphone 40. Shout out to Shibi for the promo DJs. Everybody out there, we love y'all. Nairain, shout out to you. We love you. You know, this is how we do, man. All day, every day, same place, 8 o'clock. This is our final show for the
shout
year.
Shout out to 950 Plus. And AG is out there doing his thing. So shout out to AG, of course, DITC.
Definitely. And shout out to Special Ed. You know you my big brother, man. Shout out to Hood Punishers, hoodpunishers.ning.com. We love y'all, man. Support it. And you know you can hit me up, Lush, at Lush Fitty Online on Twitter. You know, check us out this Friday. It's going down. We're going to have Kevin Shine, New Music Friday. All that new music y'all need, send it to me ASAP, CEO Lush Radio Online at gmail.com. We getting it in on Friday, man. We going no holds ball on this. We supposed to take that out. So love all y'all ladies. I don't know what that is.
Mucho amor.
Much love.
Te amo.
Yo, I love
Help me on the Twitter campaign. Help me on the Twitter campaign. 1,000 before the year ends.
I'm going to help you out. I'm going to tell all my followers to follow you.
That's what's up.
Get on it now.
That's what's up.
You let me know who ain't following. I'm going to follow their ass.
Let's get it in.
You know, we're going to keep winning. No matter what the nigga says to do, we're going to keep winning. Love y'all. Peace, love, and blessings. We out. Happy New Year.
They don't give a damn about you. Kick you in the face, lay you down.
Yeah.
So many people doubted me. Well, I'm on time, look at me now. Love is dead, bleeding in the street. By somebody that I thought was my friend.
Yeah.
All I really know is that I ain't never gonna